When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to Puma Podcast.
Hi friends, this is Sab Schnabel, historian and host of WhatsApp Araling Panlipunan Rebooted. When we started this podcast in 2020, it was a way for us to imagine the Philippines' place in the wider world. Since then, Sieg and I are still getting surprised by the stories of how we're interconnected with people from all around the world and how our history is woven together. So today, I'd like to share this guest episode made by our friend Bella of the Teka Teka News podcast about the first Lebanese immigrants in the Philippines. Happy listening.
Hi, I'm Bella Perez Rubio, Puma Podcast. In this episode of Teka Teka News, I pass the mic to Lebanese honorary consul, Joseph Assad. We're both descendants of the first 10 families to immigrate from Lebanon to the Philippines. He tells us their story.
To your knowledge, when did the first Lebanese immigrants come here? Around when?
Yeah, I'd say the late 1800s, somewhere there. Little before, little after. Actually, what was happening back then, they were sort of escaping the... At that time, it was the Ottoman Empire. There was no Lebanon then. And the Turkish Empire, the Ottoman Empire, included Lebanon, Syria, Jordan. And what they were doing was they were drafting all the young boys into the Turkish army. And of course, you know, not being Turkish, they didn't want their sons to go and fight and die for the Turkish army. So a lot of them left the Middle East, not just Lebanon, not just Syria. A lot of them left for Australia. So when they landed here, 10, 15 families, among them my granduncles and your great-grandmother, got off the boat and said, that's it, we'll get off and we'll stay here. And they made the Philippines their home. Yeah. The boat actually, after they fixed it, continued to Australia. So had that not happened, you and I, we would be Australian citizens. Yeah, I know. Twist of fate, you yeah. see. So those 10 families, which include the Kairuzes, the Gorayibs, the Karams, the Juraidinis, to name a few, and of course the Ismaels were among them, called it home.
Did they settle in Iloilo for a time, or did they go straight to Manila?
No, they went all over. In fact, we have the Kairuzes family all the way in Tugigaraw up north, you see. And then we have between Iloilo, Davao, Cebu, Manila. They spread out. They didn't know each other, actually. You know, they settled here. They did their little businesses here. And all of them were successful. They all succeeded here in the Philippines one way or another. And especially the Ismaels, they were the royal family of the Lebanese who were here in the Philippines. I remember even as a child going to the Ismael steel factory, you know, they would take us from school and, you know, show us the steel factory. And among them were your great-grandmother, Doña Magdalena Hemadi, right?
Magdalena Hemadi was actually my great-grandmother's grandmother, so I know very little about her. She was born in Lebanon in 1879 and died in Manila in 1955. Her first husband was a Lebanese man who died at the age of 44 in 1908. His name was Juan Ismael, the name a number of my relatives still carry. The Ismaels ran a sizable steel company, and from the 50s to the 60s, owned a basketball team. Magdalena's second husband, Kemal Hemadi, was Lebanese too. Together, they developed what we now know as New Manila. Between the 30s and the 70s, New Manila's residents included President Manuel Quezon, Benigno Aquino Sr., Don Vicente Madrigal, and Pelita Corrales. The main street, Pacifica Avenue, was later renamed Doña Hemedy. When I was younger, I thought the street was named after her because she planted all the trees there. I'll sometimes pass it now with mild fascination, not quite fully able to grasp that it was once an idyllic place built by the people who are the reason I'm here today.
There's also the Karams from Iloilo. In fact, the first Lebanese to be very famous was Governor Karam of Iloilo. There are a few notables, like for example, the Bichara family. Al Francis Bichara was a governor of Bicol, Albay. He was a governor, then congressman, and then they appointed him ambassador to Lebanon in the days of Gloria Macapagal. And we have one who just passed away last week, Charlie Gorayib. He was the consul of Djibouti, and he was 81.
I wanted to ask also, since when have you held this position?
23 years now, since 2000.
And can you talk about how this position came to be? I think a lot of listeners would be confused about what an honorary...
Okay. And what the consul does, basically, is try to promote trade, you know, and good ties between the country that he is representing and the Philippines. Actually, honorary consuls don't get paid. And, you know, my family's been doing this now for the last 50 years. It was my mother who was the honorary consul in the 60s and 70s before she left back to Lebanon. After she left, they appointed my father as acting consul. And then when my father got older, my brother was appointed consul, my younger brother. And then in the year 2000, to be exact, there was a kidnapping in Sipadan, where the Abu Sayyaf kidnapped 21 scuba divers and brought them to the Philippines. There were some Germans, South Africans, Malaysians, and among these 21, there was one Lebanese girl.
The kidnapping at the Malaysian dive resort turned into a crisis that drove international headlines. After the 10 tourists and 11 resort workers were taken from Sidapan, the Abu Sayyaf brought them to Holosulu.
I got a call here in the office saying from the DFA and from my embassy in Tokyo and from the ministry and saying that the father of the girl is coming to the Philippines. Can you take care of him? I said, but I'm not the consul. You know, I wasn't the consul back then in the year 2000.
Who was the consul?
It was my brother. But my brother had left already, had gone back to Lebanon. So he was the consul, but he wasn't here. So the ambassador said, okay, I'm appointing you as acting consul. Please meet the father and take care of him, you know. So that was sort of like a baptism into fire because I had no idea about consuls and what to do. So, well, when the father came, I took him to see everyone from the president to the vice president to the congressman trying to get his daughter out of this. They told us actually, in the president's office, they said to go back to Lebanon to the father and come back after 4 months. Everything will be okay after. And the father and I, we just, how could you, you know? He refused to go back. So the father stayed here for 4 months. And in those 4 months, I got to meet all these, you know, ambassadors.
All 21 hostages were eventually freed after several months of negotiation and reported ransom payouts.
I've been acting consul, then I got my, they call it the exequatur. You need to get a presidential decree from Lebanon appointing you. So that finally says that you are officially a consul from the country that you are representing. I've been doing my best, you know, ever since I got this position. That was the last thing on my mind, you know, to be consul. But I sort of enjoy helping the Lebanese who are here.
An entire wall in his office is filled with pictures, lined with the faces of his family and friends, but also photos of him and every Philippine president of the last two decades. What are the descendants of these 10 Lebanese families up to today? We check in on them after a quick break.
Hold up. Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
My family got into the textile business and then into the real estate business. So actually, most of my family have left. I'm the only one here. My mother, my sisters, they went back to Lebanon, got married. So they live there. So I go visit them every year or so. Actually, I'm going next month. So I'm excited to be going.
Could you talk more about how your family was able to keep more roots in Lebanon than...
Well, the thing is, it's my mother. My father came here with his uncles, his five uncles, headed by the eldest was Noah Israelian. And him and his five brothers, they came here. I think they were on that boat too with your great-grandmother. So they came here, they liked it here, and they brought the whole family with them. They had my father come after they did. My father came around 1920, and he was 10 years old. Yeah, basically, it's my mother who he brought here, who's Lebanese, who kept our ties with her family over there.
It's not the same for most of the other Lebanese families who came here over a century ago. And so, are they also like you that they visit Lebanon frequently, or they still have family there?
No, you see, the thing is, most of them have become Filipino. They don't speak Arabic because they were already intermarrying. So the grandfathers married Filipinas, and then you know how it goes. So they don't speak Arabic. I speak Arabic because my father, instead of marrying like my uncles married a Filipina, my father went to Lebanon, got married, brought my mother here. So my mother didn't speak English when she came, and she was talking to me ever since I was born in Arabic. So my Arabic today is thanks to my mother. But basically all the other, you know, like my cousins and the rest of the Ismaels, they know, there's no Arabic. They know a few cuss words. Well, they all know each other. We have a small group on Facebook. We've been talking to each other for the last few years. To know how many we are. We're quite a number. What I'd like to do is, you know, keep us closer together than we were before. Because before, we all knew that we were here, but nobody really got in touch till I formed this little group.
When did you form it?
I don't know, maybe 5 years ago.
Wow, yeah. How nice. And what gave you the idea?
Well, because I know them all, and most of them don't know each other. So I thought, you know, I mean, personally, they don't know each other. So there, they got closer to each other.
And this group chat, if you could give us, you know, an idea of the tenor of conversation, you know, what kinds of things do you talk about?
Oh, everything. We discuss everything, you know, current events and, you know, birthdays, you know. We're very close, actually.
And I'm assuming what brought you together is your parents knew one another.
My parents, yeah, most of our parents knew each other.
Mm.
That's how it is.
So you can trace really like these 10 families staying in touch
from
when they arrived.
Yes, wow, yes, and we're very happy about that. We're so few. Actually, the number of Lebanese here in the Philippines who came lately, the last 20, 30 years, there must be about 200. But these 10 families must have grown over the years. You know, we must be at least a few thousand, between at least 1,000 of us, between Cebu, Davao, Iloilo, Manila. And yeah, so we try to stay in touch. And basically our chats are just very, you know, friendly, talking about Lebanon, you know, what's happening there and what's happening here.
This experience of Lebanese diaspora may sound unique, but actually, it's happening everywhere.
In Lebanon itself, we have about 5-6 million Lebanese living in Lebanon. But in the diaspora around the world, we have over 20 million Lebanese, and we are one of those 20 million. A lot of them went to South America, went to Mexico. We have a lot of Lebanese in Brazil, for example. We have almost 3-4 million Lebanese there. We have 1 million in Australia.
You were born here.
Yes.
You grew up here. You
yes.
have friends here. But it seems like you're in a unique situation in the sense that you actually have family who moved back to Lebanon.
Yes.
And you can also trace roots to
yes.
Lebanon.
Yes.
In all these years, could you talk to us about, you know, number one, why you decided to stay here? And two, you already touched on it, but, you know, how do you think of yourself? Are you a Lebanese Filipino?
I love both countries. And I see myself as, you know, in the middle between these two countries. So I'm a, you know, Lebanese Filipino, whether I like it or not. Yeah, this small group of ours, you know, Lebanese Filipinos, because we were all born here, raised here. This is home for us, you know. I mean, I might be Lebanese, but my heart is Filipino. I look Lebanese, but, you know, I'm really, I've lived here. I was born here, raised here, and I've lived here all my life.
That was Joseph Assad, Honorary Consul of Lebanon to the Philippines. And I'm Bella Perez Rubio. This episode was edited by Pidoy Blanco. If you haven't already, listen to episode 2 of our Pass the Mic series. Award-winning photographer Kimberly De La Cruz tells me what it was like to trail the drug war. And follow Teka Teka News on your favorite podcast app or listen for free on YouTube. Thanks for listening.